This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli special forces have recovered an Israeli hostage from a tunnel in the southern Gaza Strip in what it called a complex rescue operation. According to the military on Tuesday, more than 10 months after he was abducted by Hamas-led gunmen on October 7th, a video by the Israeli army was said to show the inside of a helicopter which rescued Israeli hostage Quad Farhan Al-Qadi from the Gaza Strip. It said the 52-year-old man from southern Israel had been transferred to a hospital and his condition was stable. Russia launched missile and drone attacks targeting scores of Ukrainian regions and killing at least five people, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday, a day after Moscow's biggest air attack of the war on its neighbor. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
While Tuesday's barrage was smaller in the capital Kyiv, the military administration said air defenses shot down all incoming targets aimed at the city. Zelensky said on Tuesday that Kyiv would retaliate against Russia for its strikes. He asked allies to consider joint air defense operations and provide long-range capabilities. The Russian Defense Ministry said forces had carried out a high-precision weapon strike on Ukraine overnight, the Interfax news agency reported.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said on Tuesday peaceful street protests and international pressure still have the potential to unseat President Nicolas Maduro as an election dispute reached the one-month mark. The disagreement over the July 28th contest has sparked international cries for the release of full vote tallies, deadly protests, and moves by